The Science of Being and the Art of Living by Maharishi Mahesh, a yogi from 1963, allows us to understand how we can transcend surface levels of consciousness and access a transcendental or pure consciousness which lies at the source of all thought and experience. In quantum physics, they call this the field, and it's a measurable energy that is connecting nature to itself. And you can think about the cycle of life, right? The fact that the sun bounces off the oceans, creates clouds, those clouds create rain, the rain hits the land, gives us fruit and veggies, keeps the animals fed, then gets soaked up by the sun, etc., etc. So this interconnected energy is there for sure, and all Maharishi Mahesh is teaching us through his yogic principles is that you can connect with that, and you can connect with that through transcendental meditation. There's a practice, it's a series of steps. You can therefore be guided to sensing something beyond just yourself, and you can really experience the interconnectedness of the world that is possible. And yeah, he talks about how you can do that. He talks about how you can transcend different levels of consciousness, and sort of like there's this sort of deep constant sense of consciousness that's always there for you to connect with, and that by doing so you restore balance and harmony to yourself, you reduce stress, you release tension, you let go of any accumulated fatigue, you promote deep relaxation and rejuvenation, which therefore gives you a real holistic sense of well-being. And, you know, he describes in the book how that then leads to emotional stability, mental clarity, and a physical vitality just by being able to experience this sort of dynamic equilibrium, which enables resiliency in the face of life's many challenges. He also talks about how transcendental meditation can give you a creative intelligence. Transcendental meditation gets you in contact with pure consciousness, and that in itself, that moment, is what creates greater insight, greater intuition, and all of a sudden innovation emerges. The way that I've personally experienced this is that I've dropped off a load of baggage through transcendental meditation. My wires were all crossed like a big messy ball of wires, and I do meditation and they become nice straight lines and there's less of them. So I've got so much more space, and in that space, this is where your inspired ideas, your intuition, ideas for life and what you should do, your sense of purpose, clarity, wrongs that you should make right, awesome things that you'd love to do that you haven't yet done. It's just these ideas start flowing to you once you have space. And transcendental meditation is therefore a way of creating that space. We are able to actualize at a higher state through the practice of transcendental meditation. And this is because, as Maharishi explains, this is because of a cosmic consciousness and a unity within that consciousness, which is characterized by an expanded perception, having profound wisdom, and knowing no boundary to your love. He describes how being in connection with higher states of consciousness can bring about such profound personal transformation in the way that you experience the world, both as on your level and on a collective level, because how you are will impact the people around you. So if you're in greater harmony, if you're in more peace, if you're able to find fulfillment in the world, if you can be inspired by the source of consciousness, what an impact that will have on other people. All because we just tried transcendental meditation and we found a way to rise above the ego, rise above the monkey mind, rise above the needs, wants, desires of the world, and to restore balance and harmony in the way that we experience this thing of being human.